the 21st of November. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of November 19... yeah, good day. That's 2011. 1999. That was the year that was. The world is so constructed that if you wish to enjoy its pleasures, you must also endure its pains. If you listen to this program, the podcast of it from a week ago today, you understand what, in my world anyway, is pain. What's in your world that's painful? We all have pains that we go through. Like it or not, you can't have one, unfortunately, without the other. And that's something that I learned through the course of the week at the hands of my darling daughter, who was here over the weekend to be with me and the rest of the members of my family, her family, but all of them, my two sisters and their children, all of them who love Tony, all wanted to have a way of expressing their condolences, their grief, and Megan being here sort of made it real. And so with the passing came the discussion of the good stuff, the pleasures that we all experienced with Tony, to the point we were laughing hysterically about some of the things that she brought into. It was sort of at my expense to a certain extent because of Tony's connection to me from the early days and then how it changed over the years and how it was back and forth, but we always stayed sort of together. And so as we think about the pleasure, yes, you as, and I think this applies to all of the aspects of our lives, you measure what you succeed in by how you encounter and overcome those who would not want you to be successful. It's a sad reality of the human struggle, but it seems to be true. Somebody sees Richie being successful, I'm going to do it better than him, or I'm going to try to knock him off, or whatever it is.
Go ahead.
And
personal challenge.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying. The other side of it is, especially weightlifters will tell you, no pain, there's no gain.
That's right.
No thorns, no throne. Mm-hmm. No cross, no crown.
I'm a big believer. I mean, when is the last time you ever saw a movie without good and
bad
evil?
Guy. Yeah.
You got to have good guy, bad guy.
Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop.
Part of it.
No fun without it.
Yep.
You can't experience the good without the bad.
All right, so I'm the good cop, you're the bad cop?
No. Sometimes.
Yeah, just plays differently all the time.
Yeah.
It's a different deal. Smiles are an important part of this day. And before we spend some time with Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum, we have some ideas. Actually, this, Roberta, mm-hmm. I found a number of responses that men gave to women who have been critical of them. So we'll have a little laughter with that at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Abraham Lincoln said, with the fearful strain that is on me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die. So these are a few things that Abraham Lincoln heard during his era, Roberta.
Okay.
Duck. Men.
Duck.
Oh, sicko.
Oh, you are so bad.
All right. So men respond to women's critiques. Men say, I do not have a beer gut. I've developed a liquid grain storage facility.
That's right.
Ooh.
I'm sticking with it.
This guy's not getting bald. He's investigating alternative destinations. Wait a minute. Hello, I put two of them together. This man doesn't get lost all the time. He investigates alternative destinations. And he's not balding. He's in follicle regression.
There we go. Okay.
All right, so let me see if I can save this. He's not a cradle robber. He prefers generationally different relationships.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. He does not get falling down drunk. He becomes accidentally horizontal.
Been there. Done that.
Right, these are responses from men of criticism that women lay at their feet. For those of you who have been told you are a male chauvinist pig, you are not. You have swine empathy.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm not so bad there.
For the man who is not, who is the commitment phobes, you know. Right?
Like you.
Yeah,
yes.
Like me. I am monogamous. Say it again, Doug. I am monogamously challenged.
That's right. You are, without a doubt.
Is that what you use in bars, Doug?
I don't go to bars, Ruta, but thanks for the suggestion.
But if you did.
If I did. In a moment, Pam Popper visits with us. We're going to talk about the vitamin police here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Later on in the hour, Roger Johnson, who's the president of the National Farmers Union, will join us, talking about some of the things that are going on in your food life as we prepare for Thanksgiving. Another way to prepare for Thanksgiving is to figure out what the best meals would be. And here to help us with that a little bit is Pam Popper, who is the director of the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, at wellnessforum.com. So you have intriguing ideas about nutrition, and I wonder what you will be eating for Thanksgiving Day. What's the best meal one could have from your perspective for Thanksgiving?
Well, first of all, as you know, we don't propose a vegan diet for everybody. So right. A lot of people will be eating organic turkey for Thanksgiving. That's fine. I'm not going to because I don't eat animal food. So my menu is going to be... What's that?
You eat tofurkey?
No. I'm going to have stuffed squash. Stuffed squash and mashed potatoes without any animal
food. What do you stuff the squash with?
Well, actually, the Wellness Forum kitchen is making it, so I'm not really sure. But stuffing and rice and walnuts.
Sausage.
Really good stuff. Yeah, no sausage. And then Brussels sprouts, maple glazed Brussels sprouts, and pumpkin pie. So I'll be eating a lot of really fabulous foods. They just will be plant-based instead of animal-based.
Right. Is there a diet? At wellnessforum.com, can you or do you or have you put up suggestions for things, celebration times like this, where you espouse the views of what is the healthiest for the people who want to believe in your point of view? I happen to subscribe to most of it. That's why you're here. And so the Wellness Forum, what sort of service do you offer for people who are looking for ideas along? If you've piqued somebody's interest, okay, I want to follow this idea. What do we have there at wellnessforum.com for suggestions?
Well, we have lots of articles and things like that on the website, but really what people need to do is become a member, and then we can teach you how to do this whole thing. So it's not a piecemeal thing. You know, in other words, this isn't all about just having a better meal on Thanksgiving. It's about understanding how to adopt a program of dietary excellence and then make it work, whether you're attending a wedding reception, going to a family dinner on a holiday, or preparing lunch to take to work with you this afternoon. And it's real inexpensive to do it. And then we have cookbooks, and we give everybody recipes for stuff. We really walk them through the process. In fact, our chef did a conference call. Believe it or not, you can actually do some fun cooking stuff through conference call for members a couple weeks ago, where he walked them through several Thanksgiving sample dinners, where ranging from, you know, just side dishes with an organic turkey to, if you just didn't want to have any animal foods at all, here's what you can do. And the key, I think, is to have food that everybody enjoys. Like, I'm going to a Thanksgiving Thanksgiving dinner with a bunch of people who don't eat like I eat.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the food is so delicious, I will not come home with a single scrap of leftovers.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. So it's, nobody's going to suffer.
It's all taste stuff. You make things taste good, people will eat anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, I think a lot of people think that people like me are living on pine bark and acorns that they forage for in the woods.
Right.
And they're just astounded sometimes when they taste the stuff. And universally, what people will say when they come to our classes and that kind of thing, actually two comments. They say, first of all, I thought this was going to be harder, and it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is they're astounded that the food tastes as good as it does. And we have many people say, well, gosh, they don't come with their whole family, so they're at the class, and they say, my family would eat this. Everybody, who wouldn't eat this? It's
right.
Delicious.
What I want to do.
I had the fun yesterday, Doug, of introducing my kids to Brussels sprouts.
Perfect.
Did they like them?
What'd they think?
At first, they were gagging and hacking like I was trying to stuff a spare tire down their throat.
Uh-huh.
And then by the end of it, they were like, it's not bad.
Grind it up and put lots of other things. Go ahead.
You know, a lot of it's how the food's introduced and when it's introduced.
Absolutely.
There's a great clip. I don't know where to find it. I should get this on my site. But Anthony Ademus, who is with the Food Studies Institute in New York, does in-school programs to teach kids how to eat healthy foods. And she has this one little video clip of showing little kids, they're like 6 or 7 years old, Brussels sprouts. And she brings in the whole little stalk with the Brussels sprouts and says, isn't this interesting how it looks? And and she gets the kids really hyped up about being excited about tasting the food instead of, okay, we're going to give you some Brussels sprouts. Let's see how this goes. You know, where it's almost the attitude that adults have sometimes that makes the kids have trepidation. And she does it with all kinds of vegetables, and these kids end up, you know, just being wild about these vegetables because of the way that it's presented to them. So I think that over time, you know, we have a lot of cultural things that reinforce eating habits. Like, for example, if you eat your Brussels sprouts, you get your dessert.
Yeah.
So the implied message is, this is not very good because you have to do it to earn your chocolate cake instead of Brussels sprouts are amazing, you know.
Yeah.
Don't you love them?
Put them in the chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Well, I did both. I did
instead of putting marijuana in your brownies, put Brussels sprouts in your brownies.
Well, you know what you can do that's kind of interesting? One way that you can make brownies or cake or something a little bit higher in fiber, you can actually puree black beans and use that instead of oil as the binder. And nobody ever tastes the beans. And when you give them these really nice chocolatey brownies and they find out that there's a can of black beans in the brownies, they're astounded at how good they are.
Yum.
Not that I'm saying brownies for lunch is a good idea, but you know, that's an example of how you can hide some stuff for kids that they don't know.
Black bean brownies, that ought to
there'd be
some interesting after effects of that.
If you want the recipe, email me and I'll send it to you, because we sell it at Wellness Forum Foods, like little individually wrapped brownies in our deli case, and it's like addiction. People can't get enough of them.
Wellnessforum.com is the address for Pam Popper's operation. I wanted to spend some time talking about vitamins, what the government was doing, and why Operation, what do they call it? It's Operation Wall Street or Occupy Wall Street. It ought to be Occupy the Senate and House chambers with what they're doing with vitamins. We'll save that for next time. Happy Thanksgiving, Pam. Thank you, for
too.
Being here.
You too. Have a great holiday.
Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum. Check out the web, wellnessforum.com.
Seems like it's Black Friday now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be equal or lesser value to item purchased. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or ToysRUs.com for complete details.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is it true that you're a connoisseur of the classics?
No, it's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor. Mm. Do you enjoy singing Beethoven?
No. Been singing it for 28 years now.
For how long?
28 years.
That's incredible. Could you manage one more performance?
Possibly.
Oh, go on, say yes.
Yes.
This was how I was introduced to the Beatles, this song.
Me too.
And I heard that drummer, Davini Ritchie, start it over again, will you please?
Now you're going to go hacking up the song. Come on, man.
Not hacking up the song. I want to get to the... No, you can't. You took it from a... You wanted to have the beginning. If you had the just the musical version... There it is. Oh! So, the reason we are... pushing this into that ear of yours is because you may recall, those of you who are Beatles fans, and who isn't, on this date, 1995, Jennifer, the
yes.
Beatles Anthology 1, first day of release, 450,000 copies in one day. According to Capitol Records, it still had control of their whole catalog. The Beatles Anthology 1, and this song... was the, as I said, the lead-off for many of us, and it was the first song on the anthology. Loves you.
Yeah.
I wish I had the time still to sit down and go through every single version of every single Beatles song ever recorded. Our producer, who you guys don't ever get the opportunity to hear, Ken Kessler, is a Beatles maniac.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Right. And he has got every single release of any Beatles album that there's ever been. The re-releases, the stripped-down ones. And it's neat.
Yeah.
It's neat to go through all the different stuff.
Yep. Speaking of neat things, we have compiled a list of the most followed brands on Facebook. Are you ready?
Okay.
The top 10 brands that are followed on Facebook.
So this means that they have more people liking their page than any
other
brand.
These people all have pages. These companies all have pages. And they have more visits than any other place singularly on Facebook. Does that make sense, Richie?
Yeah.
All right.
Number 10.
Converse All-Stars.
That makes sense. Kind of a hip brand. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Skittles.
Skittles?
Yeah, they are very, very social marketing.
Really?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Number 8.
Red Bull.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, young hip.
Number 7.
Oreo.
All right, I get it.
Number 6.
MTV.
All right.
Number 5.
Disney.
Number 4.
Starbucks.
Number 3.
Coca-Cola.
Number 2.
YouTube.
Let's all. Everybody got a guess for number 1?
What do you think?
Facebook.
No.
There you go. Roberta's right.
Number 1.
What?
Number 1. The most followed brand on Facebook
is
Facebook.
That's true.
That's a trick.
Yeah.
Ah. Facebook.
So what was number 2?
Number 2 is YouTube. Another. Is that Google? Google owns YouTube, right? Yeah.
I never knew that Google had a Facebook page.
No, Google doesn't. YouTube does.
Our YouTube has a Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, now you do, Ruby. You can check that out. There it is.
Interesting.
Most headlined items.
I will say that some companies use social marketing, social networking very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some of them are absolutely clueless. I told you the story about me being at home. No, is it Home Depot? Where was it where I was in a shopping cart?
You were at Home Depot.
I was at Home Depot. And they had the little kids' carts that are like cars, and they were filthy all of them.
And so
I sent a tweet, and I said, hey, Home Depot, how about using the pressure washer in aisle 6 to clean up these disgusting kids' carts?
Yep.
15 minutes. Boom. They were back at me. Yeah. Let us know what store you were at. We appreciate your input.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's powerful. That is powerful.
Good stuff. You're such a powerhouse, Richie.
No.
He's a powerhouse.
That's them using a tool powerfully.
Yeah. Wow. It's intelligent. You got to have, it's an intelligent, people who know how we're using it better and better all the time, I think. Check it out, by the way, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, this holiday season, millions of shoppers are turning to their mobile devices to make purchases. Top merchants are expected to make over $5 billion in mobile sales as more shoppers compare and buy products on the go. Some retailers are embracing in-store price checks and are driving online shoppers to brick-and-mortar locations. In other news, Netflix is reviving the cult classic sitcom Arrested Development, playing new episodes in early 2013. After striking a deal with 20th Century Fox, Netflix will make the new episodes available exclusively for streaming video subscribers. And finally, if you recently bought a new iPhone but didn't purchase AppleCare Plus, it's not too late. Apple just changed its policy, allowing customers to add AppleCare Plus service up to 30 days after purchasing the phone. The only catch is that your phone can't be damaged within that period. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here. And that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I. Roger has been on this program several times before. What I like about Roger is that he comes from the same cloth, if you will, as do I. His background as a farmer brought him to be involved as the agricultural commissioner of North Dakota. He has a family farm there. Has been involved in all kinds of trade boards and research and education. And he then, from being the North Dakota Agriculture Director, became the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. And now he runs the National Farmers Union, which actually goes back to, I think, around 1900, 19 something or other. I ought to ask Roger that, because he's got a better skin on it than I do. So, Roger, how far back did the National Farmers Union go?
1902.
Oh, two. All right.
1902, we were founded in Point, Texas. And we were organized right. by a group of farmers and ranchers who felt they really weren't getting a square deal on input costs, and they didn't have a decent chance for markets, and they were held hostage by railroads and other big business interests, and so they got together and organized the Farmers Union, and the rest, now, as they say, is history.
And interestingly enough, it's still the same, maybe not the same players, but it's the same problem, isn't it? 109 years later, it's the same problem.
It is. It's very much the same kind of issues. I mean, this gypsy rule is a perfect example of that. You know,
explain folks that Roger, one of the reasons I like Roger is because the message the National Farmers Union has, and by the way, full-tailed exposure, I belong to the National Farmers Union as a dairy farmer. I'm not much of an organization joiner. There are a lot of different groups that I've participated in over the years, but I find the National Farmers Union and the regional groups to be more open-minded. For example, they were not thrilled to talk to me about raw milk when we first got started. Remember that first conversation you and I had? And then, it's come around because there's so much
reason to support it, or at least understand that it's an option. Anyway, I interrupted you a little bit, but I want you to tell the GIPSA thing.
Yeah, the real issue is our policies are decided entirely by our membership at our various conventions, and ultimately that policy book is what guides and directs our activities. The GIPSA rule is, GIPSA is an agency in USDA that is designed to be regulating competition in markets to make sure that the markets are fair. Okay, that's sort of a very generic description of it.
And how does that benefit the consumer, Roger? The average person that's listening to this, who may sadly not be interested in how the food gets to them.
It all comes down to prices. At the end of the day, if you have monopoly power, either on the buying end or selling end of a business, that monopoly power has the ability to exert market power over prices. And so you'll drive prices higher for the end users as a result of that market power. That's pretty basic economic theory.
Right. And by the way, GIPSA
has been taught for a long time.
GIPSA stands for Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyard Administration.
There you go.
It's an old government throwback. It's been around for a long time. Probably ought not to even exist any longer. And what they're doing is, once again, preferring being pushed by the big growers to favor their products, and then we get to the point where you were just explaining how it affects the price.
Yeah, I would say it's even more dramatic than that. It is largely, this rule is being driven by packer influence. There are a handful of meat packers in the country that remain.
Yep.
And as a consequence, because of their market power, there are fewer and fewer, rapidly declining numbers of smaller producers of livestock.
Mm-hmm.
They simply don't have markets anymore, because these guys exercise market power in a way that often discriminates against smaller producers. Now, for all of the years of the Packers and Stockyards existence, some 90 years, USDA has always, under Republicans and Democrats alike, has always, on the issue at stake here called economic injury, has always taken the position that if a farmer or a rancher is harmed by a packer, they have a right to recourse. They have a right to sort of their day in court, if you will, to prove that they were harmed in an unfair, unjust way. Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, there were a couple of court rulings that turned that decision on its head with a principle called economic injury. And this principle that the court established says that, yes, farmers or ranchers who have been injured have recourse against packers, but only if they can demonstrate that the harm that they experienced was so egregious that it, in fact, damaged competition to the entire industry. So if I'm a beef producer and a big packer discriminates in some fashion against me, and I think it is the most outlandish thing in the world, I can take him to court. But the only way I can prevail in court now under these recent court rulings is to demonstrate that the harm that this packer inflicted on me harmed every other producer in the business to the degree that it's damaged the marketplace.
Right.
It's an impossible standard. No USDA under either Republicans or Democrats in the life of Packers and Stockyards has supported that principle.
How did the court come to this decision? How did it get to the point where it is now?
Well, there were a series of cases that were brought, and if far be it for me to sort of untangle the legal reasoning that led the court to
this decision. It's the impact that's important. Yeah, okay. It's the impact.
It is the impact that's important. And it is, and there's a very fundamental principle at play here, because every one of us as individuals have certain rights under the Constitution, and these rights are afforded the ability to be protected by our access to the justice system. So if somebody does something impinging against our rights, as private citizens, we all have the right to redress.
Right. So this needs to go to the Supreme Court, in other words.
That's right. I mean, yeah. You go at some point, you end up moving up the court system until you hit the Supreme Court. Now, in this case, what USDA proposed in their rule that they proposed about a year and a half ago was they proposed to provide a definition of competitive injury that did not mean that farmers had to prove that if they were injured, they damaged the entire industry. Mm. And that is the one that the big packers most objected to. And so when USDA moved their rules forward to OMB for, you know, nearing the end of the rulemaking process, they held that portion back for further study. And now what happened is Congress just attached a rider to the agricultural appropriations bill that was just passed last week that prevents USDA from issuing any further rules on this issue. So we're stuck again. So
right.
Now the big packers win again at the expense of average, ordinary folks.
And that is you buying what you buy at the store. That's Tyson's, it's Swift, and whoever has come into that. It's all
right,
these big, it's once again, and by the way, for those of you who listen to people on the radio or who follow people on television that will tell you the Occupy protesters are only protesting Wall Street. This is the kind of stuff, what Roger Johnson is explaining to you right now, this is the kind of stuff that many people, now that they're getting a whiff of it, their food choices are being affected more and more every day by the goon squad, these big K Street lobbyists that go to Congress, buy them up, and the rules, as you heard Roger just explain, are extraordinarily damaging, not only to the small family farmer. These big businesses want to keep pushing them out, pushing them out, pushing them out, eliminating your freedom of choice when it comes to the food that you eat, but also setting aside an industry that basically our country was founded on. That's how dangerous, that's how far this has gone. These companies want to destroy what this country is really all about.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to.
It's just a really sad day when you have these large business interests able to exert so much influence over the system. That
and it happens everywhere. It isn't just in the food.
Five individuals
of their
rights.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. It's not American.
No, and it's becoming more and more with the regulatory environment that it is. You hear me talking about these things all the time. Here's the latest example, the farmer, actually, I don't know if you know him, I'm not sure, because I belong to two different groups, but yet they sort of overlap. The fellow that owns Organic Pastures Dairy in California, do you know Mark McAfee?
I don't.
Yeah, you'd probably enjoy meeting him. He sells about 2,400 gallons of raw milk a day in California, and he was shut down by the food and drug folks last week because supposedly some children had some of his milk and they became sick. Well, they tested it every which way from Sunday and found out that they couldn't find anything wrong with the milk. I've had this happen. You know, I've had my milk store shut down twice here because of measurement that were done wrong, and you have no recourse. These people are in your face. And they'll threaten you with being hauled off in a paddy wagon. You've seen the movie Farmageddon, have you not, Roger?
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
You know, so we have all of this stuff going on when the people in the country are saying, this is what we want, but their government is saying, no, this is what you're going to get. And people are saying we ought to be protesting in Washington the things the occupiers ought to be there, and this is the kind of stuff that more gets the attention of the people. So if you want to do some good, when you hear these stories from Roger, and you can go to the website for the National Farmers Union, easy to get to, and look at the issues, the stories that are there, and find out, you'll be interested in this, In the last month and a half since we started a different approach to my little dairy store on the farm, the amount of traffic has tripled because people are just now finding out that the store is there. So you know, and the butcher, I mean, I don't sell milk and meat in my store, but I know a lot of people who want to buy meat that comes from sort of the same sources as I produce my milk. And yet, if these guys get their way with the gypsum, they already have, basically, right? They have gotten their way.
Yeah, at this point they have. Now, what we have to remember is that these fights, you never really fully win. You have to stay at them and stay at them and stay at them. Now, we lost a round here, but this is a rider attached to appropriation bill. Appropriations bills only last a year.
Yeah.
And so
you gotta go back and
we'll have this fight again next year when they'll have another appropriations bill, and we'll see if we can't strip it out and then issue rules.
Have you seen the new slogan that's on trucks, and I got some hats made, I farm, you eat?
Oh,
have you seen
slogan.
Those? Huh?
No, I haven't. But
I'll send them to you. That could be something that you could. It's wonderful. I had them made for all the people who work on my farm, and the stickers and stuff, so that people become again more aware of what is going on. Just a that makes sense. Just a slogan like that. I farm, you eat. How can you get more simple and basic than that? And that's really the story. You know,
a real popular one used to be. Don't complain about farmers with your mouth full.
That's a good one, too. I like that. All right, well, this is food for thought literally before Thanksgiving. If your turkey, price of turkeys is up about, 20-25% this year, and it's because of this sort of thing being enacted, the smaller number of growers, they push the prices up on everything. Food's gone up dramatically. What you've just been told by Roger is the reason for food in many instances, especially the cost of meat and poultry going up, because these guys are squeezing the market and making more at the expense of and putting the little guys out of business and making more, and you're paying for it. That's really the bottom line. Am I missing anything?
No, I think you hit a lot of it. I mean, this action is just a demonstration of the power of money.
Yep, that's all it is.
In Washington, and it is the power of money that is trumping the rights of individual citizens
it's becoming more blatant.
Farmers and ranchers.
Yep, more blatant, more obvious. It's more blatant every single day. So you can be sure that we'll continue to invite you to come on this program and tell stories like this so that people are aware of what's going on. In the meantime, have a very happy Thanksgiving, you and your family. And I'm
sure we'll same to you, Doug.
Chat with you again soon. Thank you. Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union. You understand how you're impacted now. Why does the turkey cost more? Now you know. It's 11 before the hour.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
You can't argue with success.
And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her, yes, it take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil, this version by Dr. John. This is from Disney's 101 Dalmatians. How many people remember this? Dr. John is 71. Dr. John often is confused with Dr. Hook, and I don't know why, because they sure as heck don't sound the same. Charlotte doesn't.
Or Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, right, exactly. So Dr. John, anyway, 71 today. We celebrate his birthday as we get into movie moments with movie music. Chuck Curry is here, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can connect to by going to DougStefan.com. See Chucker's picture right there. Click on that, and it'll bring you to the blog. You can learn lots of things, his opinion about the movies that are out right now, DVD rentals, videos, 3D, all of that stuff comes under his purvey, his perusal, 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 perusal.
Can I interject for 1 second?
Yes.
Saturday night, I sponsored a revival of Jurassic Park at my local movie theater.
Oh, cool.
It was really good. I had a good time.
Yeah, how many people showed up?
About 50, which was not bad.
That's cool.
Which is it was a Blu-ray.
I would like 150, but 50's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
Get and I get to speak about 15 minutes before the film, talking about the production and my experience seeing it for the first time. It was really cool.
So you talk to more there than you do here, then.
Exactly.
You get more time.
More airtime.
One day you should just show up, Doug, and be like, oh, by the way, Chucker.
Let me know the next time you have one of these, Chucker, I'll show up.
Every Saturday
very
night.
Good. What's interesting, even though I enjoy speaking in front of people, you always get that little nervous twang right before you do it.
Yeah.
So I just took an extra Xanax and I was fine.
Good for you.
Chucker, take it from me, it's not a bad.
The more surprising thing about that is that you have an extra Xanax, Chuck. Yeah. I figured they're all gone.
Yeah. All right, you got a new bottle. Okay, let's get to our contest before we get to Chucker and the box office totals from the weekend. This is a good, fun movie, and we play it because the female lead in it is celebrating her 66th birthday today. If that helps you, I think you easily recognize her voice, and probably you can pick out the movie. Here we go. First clip.
I think we got off on the wrong foot.
Yes, and it seems to be in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
800-510-8255. If you know it, you'll be the first one on the air, hopefully, and then you get the prize if you haven't won before in Movie Moments. Next clip.
This is one of my favorites, right?
Just like in the movie theater.
What?
The dead body. It's gone. It vanished.
Yes.
Well, maybe he was embarrassed.
Got it. Love it. Got
really?
It.
No idea.
Got it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
All right, Richie, calm down, will you, please? Last clue.
But you don't understand. The body has disappeared.
Yeah, whose body was it?
I don't know. A man with a scar. He tried to murder me, but I stabbed him with the needles.
Narcotics, huh?
No, knitting.
800-510-8255. She played these roles extraordinarily well.
Yep.
There must be a dozen or more Chucker of movies like this sort of with her. She was with Mel Gibson in that was really a fun movie where he was running all over the place. And some people may think this is that movie. Anyway, no more hints. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Chucker has the box office totals from the weekend.
No surprise, Doug. One film pretty much swallowed up the entire box office. It was Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, $139.5 million opening. That's the third one-day biggest opening ever and the fifth biggest opening weekend ever in terms of money, of course, not inflation included. Summit Entertainment has to be very happy as it's made this small independent production studio very financially viable in the business, the Twilight franchise. The next one comes out, the final installment, next November. Another studio not happy with the performance would be the performance of Happy Feet 2. Just $22 million in its opening frame. The original did $41 and went on to do well over $150 million at the box office. Immortals placed third, $12.2, $53 million in 2 weeks. Adam Sandler's comedy Jack and Jill, $12 million, $41 million in 2 weeks. This will be the first Adam Sandler film comedy that has started in 11 years that will not make $100 million at the box office. And the animated Puss in Boots placed fifth, $10.7, $122 million. One other box office note of interest, George Clooney's The Descendants played on 29 screens across the country and still did $1.2 million. That's a good forte that this film has.
All right, didn't the critics savage this Twilight movie before this past Friday opening?
They're critic proof.
Doesn't matter.
The bottom line is it scored a B-plus from CinemaScore, so the audience has seen it. Liked it. That's all that matters.
All right, Sandy, what's the name of this movie?
Bird on a Wire.
Bird on a Wire is not correct. Same genre.
That's the one, yeah.
Jane, what's the name of the movie?
Seems Like Old Times.
Gee whiz. Another good guess.
No, it's but no cigar.
It's Foul Play.
Yeah.
Foul Play is the movie. 59 past. Thanks, Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.